The hard struggle over the modality of Britain's divorce from the European Union, so far scheduled for October 31st next, entered into a pause because of the recess of the British Parliament, which will reopen its doors in a month's time. The Brexit, as it is known, has caused chaos within the political ranks in London, with different options, with two prime ministers, David Cameron and Theresa May, losing their posts in the middle of a battle. The current prime minister, Boris Johnson, took on his post last July, but has not been able to register any significant advance in his project to conduct a, quote, hard Brexit, unquote. That is, to break with the continental bloc without any type of agreement, and, above all, avoid the payment demanded by Brussels because of London's abandoning of its obligations. In fact, the closing of Parliament is closely linked to this goal, which has been described by its rivals as an outrage against democracy, since it prevents open debate and attempts to gain time to impose its own plans. Johnson, however, has not achieved any success. Before closing down the legislative chamber, he set a bitter record of 6 defeats in 6 days, which gives an idea of the hard time he is having, even within his own Conservative Party. The hard blows sustained by the Prime Minister include a law that prohibits the implementation of a hard Brexit, meaning that he must ask the European Union for an extension of time if, by October 19th, he has not been able to reach a new agreement. Johnson has tried to avoid this inconvenience through convening early elections for October 15th, in the hope that he will be able to get a strong voter's support for his conditions. However, this initiative was voted against by the MPs. In anger, the Prime Minister expelled 21 MPs of his own party, some of them with a long Conservative background. In fact, this decision deprived him of a solid majority in Parliament and left him exposed to a negative vote. Some experts note that the British Prime Minister has been overwhelmed by Donald Trump's promise that if he breaks his ties with the European bloc, he would give the okay to the largest Britain-US commercial pact in history. Right now, London, Brussels, and even Washington are boiling with negotiations and maneuvers, more or less shady, whose consequences and outcome may not be fathomed right now, but that many anticipate will be harmful to all involved parties. We'll see. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.